Good evening, welcome to The Unknown and Unheard. My name is Kyle Kaufman, here with you every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., right here on WJAA. Or if you can't catch me on the air, find me online at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Everything you could possibly need, waiting for you right there. Tonight, as some of you may know, is the big countdown, or part of the countdown, for the best of the UNU 2009. The best tracks from the best albums from the best artists in the year 2009. Some are songs from great albums, some are great songs from okay albums, some are from EPs, singles, a big mix. You can't really say where the best songs from a year are coming from. You can't lump them into one category. They come from all over the place. And somehow, unlike previous years, I found so many songs this year that I could have filled three shows, but I am going to hone it down so I'm only filling two shows. Heaping helpings of music. Tonight, 14 tracks. Next week, an as of yet undetermined number of tracks. And just to give you some insight in how I selected some of these, my main gauge was when I was listening to these tracks in my car, if I ever caught myself on the highway, completely zoning out, obeying all the urges forced upon me by these tracks, dancing, singing, whatever it may be. Then once the song concluded, then I would realize that I was in great excess of the speed limit, hit the brakes, resume a more legal speed, and make a mental note that that song should probably be on the best of list this year. I'm going to kick things off with one track that throughout the year, if I wanted to listen to a song, usually before I went to bed for some reason, even though this one really amps up at the end, this was the track I would turn to. There was not one moment where I probably couldn't have just listened to this song on repeat endlessly. And that's the way a lot of these tracks are. But first up is Rock Plaza Central, not Rock Central Plaza, as I like to call them from time to time. The track is called Oh I Can, and it is off At the Moment of Our Most Needing. It is from their second album. It is fantastic. Oh I Can by Rock Plaza Central, kicking off the best of the UNU. This is The Unknown and Unheard on Rock Radio 96.3. Again, thank you for joining me on the Unknown and Unheard's Best of 2009. First, like to make an apology for those of you who joined me just to hear my voice. There's going to be a lot less of me tonight. I'm just going to let the best music of the year do the talking. I will introduce the songs and exit quickly. Hopefully that's not too big of a disappointment. But right there was Rock Plaza Central kicking off the show. Oh, I Can, off at the moment of our most needing. All right, next up, getting right to it. Four songs. First up, the album I'm still anticipating more than any other album, Free Energy. The track is Dream City. It is the lead single off Free Energy's debut EP. It came out in 2009. Their forthcoming debut will come out in 2010. They are made up of the former members of Hockey Night and produced by James Murphy of LCD Sound System. Again, Free Energy, Dream City. After that, the Black Lips with more polish than they've ever had before, but still the fuzz and lo-fi sound out of the garage. From the Black Lips, Short Fuse is one of two incredible tracks by this band this year, both off 200 Million Thousand, their fifth album. Then after that, another vintage lo-fi feel with Richard Swift, who happens to be the 2009 Kyle Kaufman lookalike contest winner. Also has a very good track, among many other very good tracks. The one I'm bringing you tonight is Lady Luck. It is off the Atlantic Ocean. Then fourth up, M. Ward, with a track that I told you at the very beginning of the year would be on this show, Epistemology. It is off Hold Time. It is his latest album. Again, M. Ward, Epistemology. Before that, Richard Swift with Lady Luck. Second up in this set, Black Lips with Short Fuse. And right now, Free Energy with Dream City. This is the Unknown and Unheard's Best of 2009 on Rock Radio 96.3.
Hey, we're coming out. When the dream lights are turning on, then you know where you are. When the stars are shining brighter, when your heart is beating lighter, when you love without desire, then you know who you are.
Yeah. the Catholic school. Learned who to fire with and pray to. Learned how to hold on from a book of old songs. And if you're trying to sing an old song, you're getting all the words wrong. Well, you're just a following along too closely in the book. I learned how to keep my head from something Paul said about keeping the fruit in the spirit from the chorus down to the hook. And sometimes I wonder what in God's name did I do to deserve you, oh, to deserve you. 'Cause I just rolled and I tumbled down a long road I stumbled while shooting in the dark as to what's best. And finally I found you without ever learning how to. I put the right foot in front of the left. And beyond that is anybody's guess. Something Paul said about keeping the fruit and the spirit from the chorus down to the hook. Oh, and sometimes I wonder what in God's name did I do to deserve you, oh, to deserve you. 'Cause I just rolled and I tumbled down the long road I stumbled while shooting in the dark as to what's best. Without ever learning how to, I put the right foot in front of the left. Down a long road I stumbled while shooting in the dark as to what's best. Oh, as to what's best, as to what's fine.
Continuing on with the quickness on this Unknown and Unheard Best of 2009 Part 1, that is. Join me next week as I continue on the big countdown. But we're through 5 songs tonight, the 4 you just heard. First up, Free Energy with Dream City. After that, Black Lips with Short Fuse. Richard Swift was third up with Lady Luck. And then the one you just heard, M. Ward's Epistemology. Next up, I have a set of 3 songs. The first 2 are probably more of the more eclectic indie rock sounds that you'll find on the entire show. Like Free Energy, the first band in this set, The Suckers, just have out an EP. It is a self-titled EP, and their forthcoming full-length debut will not be out until next year. And those are probably 2 of the most eagerly anticipated albums of 2010 already, and have been for probably 6 or 7 months. The track I have by The Suckers is Easy Chairs. It's the first single. It is quite the track. Big, pounding, distorted anthem. Lots of big builds. After that, more of the same from a more familiar name. Spencer Krug has several bands. One is Wolf Parade, another is Sunset Rubdown. He released an album under Sunset Rubdown this year, and there are a few tracks on this album that blew me away. Just epic does not describe how big these songs are. The one I'm bringing you tonight is Silver Moons. It is off Dragon Slayer, his 2009 and 4th album with Sunset Rubdown. Then third up, the big collaboration that started the year off on the right foot for sure. Dark Was the Night is its title. It is a star-studded charity compilation album for the Red Hot organization who fight AIDS and HIV. One track that really blew me away was Justin Vernon who is also known as Bon Iver, and Aaron Dessner of The National, did a track called Big Red Machine. That one closes this set. Second up is Sunset Rubdown, Silver Moons, and first up, right now, The Suckers with Easy Chairs. This is the Unknown and Unheard's Best of 2009 on Rock Radio 96.3.
Yeah. Along with one line.
Miss any part of the show? Want to catch the show again? Get on the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Everything you need right there. The complete rundown of the 2009 Best Of list for the Unknown and Unheard. Right there, the three songs you just heard. First up were The Suckers with Easy Chairs. After that, Sunset Rubdown with Silver Moons. Then the one you just heard, Justin Vernon of Bon Iver and Aaron Dessner of The National getting together on the Dark Was the Night compilation album. Big Red Machine is the track, and that one just gives me chills. Love the piano in that one. Just very tense. Great wintertime track. All right, next up, another set of three. First up, the shortest track that I'll bring you in these 2 weeks, and probably the shortest track I think I've ever played on the show. It is by Magnolia Electric Company. It is off the It's Made Me Cry EP. It is the title track. In under a minute, it exemplifies what I love about Magnolia Electric Company. After that, I about called them the Abbott Brothers. But the Avett Brothers, Incomplete and Insecure, is the track I'm bringing you off I and Love and You. Lots of good tracks on that album. And then third up, Langhorne Slim, Back to the Wild is the track, Be Set Free is the album, his third, kind of more folk in this set. Again, before that, the Avett Brothers, Incomplete, Insecure, and right now, Magnolia Electric Company, It's Made Me Cry. This is the Unknown and Unheard's Best Of 2009 on Rock Radio 96.3.
You can live a long time in such a little while. Once you've gone as far away as you can go, until you come home. Lord, it's made me cry. Lord, it's made them smile. To have lived so long in such a little. Till she comes home.
I haven't finished a thing since I started my life. I don't feel much like starting now. Walking out lonely has worked like a charm. I'm the only one I have to let down. But watching you makes me think that that is wrong. I can go on with my insecure nature. I can keep living off sympathy. I can tell all the people that all of the success is a direct reflection on me. But watching you makes me think that that is wrong. What is important? What's really important? Am I not to know by my name? Will I ever know silence without mental violence? Will the ringing at night go away? It's up to you. Like starting, I haven't finished the thing since I started my life. I don't feel much like starting now. I haven't finished the thing since I started my life. I don't feel much like starting now. I haven't finished the thing since I started my life. Finished a thing since I started my life.
Sit all day sipping away my time, looking into a crystal ball, and I don't know why.
living too fast to live too long. Well, I don't wanna die, but I don't know yet where I belong. I've had it better than some, and I know I shouldn't complain. Though my grandfather told me once that all pain hurts the same. Your bottle is empty, but your glass has been filled. And I don't wanna break your heart, but I probably will. Born to be bad. Most do the best that they could, and others wish that they had. If I could return to when I was a child, I'd forget what I learned and go back to the wild. Back to the wild.
Lord, it's made me cry. It's made them smile to have lived so long in such a little while. What a fantastic lyric for such a concise, intense, catchy song. That's the perfect one. It could be just that lyric and the riff of that song and take up 15 seconds and be one of the best songs of the year. At least that's how I feel. It's Made Me Cry by Magnolia Electric Company. After that, the Avett Brothers, Incomplete and Insecure, and the one you just heard, Langhorne Slim, Back to the Wild. Okay, next up, another track from the very beginning of the year that really wowed me from the start. Benji Faree, the track is Fear. It is his second album. It is entitled Come Back to the Five and Dime, Bobby D, Bobby D. Really interesting story that I have no time to tell you about. Check out the blog if you want to find out more about this album, and you should want to find out about this album. It's pretty neat. After that, probably the band that's blown up the biggest this year from their album that came out this year. It is their second album. It is Grand. They are Matt and Kim. I have the big track that you've probably heard, if nowhere else, on promos for the show Community, Good Old Fashioned Nightmare. And then third up, probably the most critical acclaim for any band this year, or the past couple years, has been Animal Collective. They released an album at the very beginning of the year called Merryweather Post Pavilion. I've not seen many ratings on par with what that album got. Rave reviews across the board for Animal Collective. And this is a band I used to not be able to stand, but they just made their music a touch catchier. I'm not sure if that's what it is or what. It just seems a little bit more approachable now than it ever has. But in addition to that album, they released the Fall Be Kind EP, which just came out maybe a month ago. Four songs, and has my favorite song by them. It is called What Would I Want? Sky. Again, Animal Collective there, finishing out this set of three. Before that, Matt and Kim, Good Old Fashioned Nightmare, and right now, Benji Faree with the track Fear. This is the Unknown and Unheard's Best of 2009, Part 1. On Total Rock Radio 96.3.
When you're running for dear life, and there's nowhere else to turn. When a candle's left alone on fire, something just might burn. It's called fear, eating what's left inside. When the current moves you quickly and steers you to the rocks. When a mailman wears a mask. Start to talk when the weather begins to spring.
We are just about done with part one of the Unknown and Unheard's Best of 2009 show, but let's recap the three songs you just heard. First up with Fear was Benji Free. After that, good old-fashioned Nightmare by Matt and Kim, and that went right into Animal Collective, What Would I Want? Sky. It is off the Fall Be Kind EP, and actually it's a sample slash cover of Grateful Dead's Unbroken Chain. Kind of interesting, and as usual, I put stuff like that towards the end of the show, because I'm not sure, it doesn't really fit the station as much as some other stuff that I play on here, but I think it's undeniably deserving of being on this evening's program, even though I'm still singing Oh I Can from the very first track by Rock Plaza Central. Alright, I have one track left for you. I think this is the band that had the breakout debut of 2009, maybe only because Free Energy and the Suckers didn't release their albums this year, but the Japandroids, with their album Post Nothing, and this track, Young Hearts Spark Fire, they take the honors. It's the hardest track of the evening. It is one of the best tracks of the evening. Kind of harder post-punk sound, big energy, huge distortion. You'll want to see this song live when you hear it. I had the chance to. It was pretty fantastic. Again, Japandroids, Young Hearts Spark Fire is the track. All right, that just about wraps it up for part one of the Unknown and Unheard's Best of 2009. Join me next week as I round up and make some final cuts for the rest of the best. My name is Kyle Kaufman. Check me out at the UNU blog, unknownunheard.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening. Here are the Japandroids. Have a great night.
Rock your world with great classics and the best new music.
Do it.
Do it on Radio 96.3, WJAA, Austin Seymour, Columbus.